Have you gone to a store? Do you see what's going on here? This is pretty crazy. We're getting all these texts on the text line and also personally from friends and family members who are going to the grocery store, going to Target, going to Costco, going to whatever, Walmart, and the one aisle that they are taking pictures of is the toilet paper aisle. Apparently, we are out of toilet paper. Now, I do think that there are other solutions to that problem, I suppose. They're not happy solutions necessarily, but they are. If there were one thing, like water would be bad, you'd have trouble without the water, right? Food you need. Of course, if you don't have food, there's less need for toilet paper. But the paper product itself, I mean, I can't believe it. Is that the first thing people think about?
This is showing us how many people truly have never been camping.
Well, I include myself in that list. I would like to say that, Lauren.
I don't think anyone's surprised about you, Ro, but yeah. I'm just saying in general.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have been camping. But now people are like, oh my God, this would be like The Walking Dead. Oh no, what are we going to do? Don't worry about it. Don't have to run on toilet paper. It's bad for the toilet paper industry, quite honestly.
Is there still milk and bread?
You know, I don't know. My daughter's been going out and doing some shopping today. You think I'm freaked out? She's completely freaked out. And she's out there doing this, and she's going in, doing the stuff. So I should check in. But I think that there still is food. I just think people are thinking about supplies. And what's the first thing that knows that people know that they just cannot live without?
Are you guys hesitant to go to restaurants, bars, things like that?
I went last night to a restaurant, and it was almost empty. And they said they were getting crushed because people aren't going out to dinner. And they said the big problem is that the hotels and conventions are empty, so they're not getting their clientele.
Hold on. John knows where to find toilet paper. John, you're on WGN.
Hey, Ro. Yeah, I've got a toilet paper sighting. I've been to 3 Costcos and 2 Sam's Clubs. You couldn't even buy napkins. And or baby wipes, because people have wised up that if you don't have toilet paper, you can use baby wipes.
Right.
So now babies all over the country won't be able to get their diapers changed properly. But if you need toilet paper, napkins, and or paper towels, the Woodman's on Deerfield Road and Milwaukee Avenue in Buffalo Grove is stocked floor to ceiling.
Oh, that's good. See, now they thought ahead. See, they're already working.
So, I bought 600 rolls just to make sure.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Hey, you know what? How much are you going to charge for that? Now, eventually, there's going to be a black market for the toilet paper. It's going to be like $30 a roll. That's not. But the guy's going to go, hey, I can't break a 20, so it's really $40 a roll. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right. Chip, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Chip.
Yes. So I live with a Filipino. And when I went to the Philippines, they have no toilet paper there. So you go to their family's house. And so they have a little red bucket. And you do your business and then you wash your rear end. So it's like, we're fine. So if we run out of toilet paper,
so you know what to do.
A little red bucket and then you can jump in the shower and you're fine.
Oh, man.
But it's how it is. And Japan, too. So you go to Japan and they have the coolest toilet, like the bidets, but it's not a bidet.
Oh, no, I got one of those.
It's just a fancy toilet seat.
Yeah.
And, you just...
It does all your business, right.
It rinses down below.
Yes.
And it heats the water, and it's amazing.
Yes, I know. Yeah, I know. We've talked about that. I've got the Mighty Tojo right now. But that's the exact opposite. So I guess I'm covered on the toilet paper situation. Maybe that's why I'm not as freaked out.
Me too.
Thank you very much.
I agree. Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right.
I wonder how many people are starting to hoard toilet paper rolls from, their employers or restaurants, where you always have the backup in case it runs out. You can kind of shift the other one over.
Yeah. I don't.
Oh, I just gave everyone really bad ideas.
Yes, I think you might have. All right, Christine, who is out shopping for one of our team members here, is where are you, Christine?
So I have gone to the Peterson Target. I've gone to Jewel up on North Ashland. Mm-hmm. Cleaned out.
Cleaned out.
Both cleaned out.
Of toilet yep. paper and of yep. baby wipes and all the other things that people would need for that.
But I will say, item. The Jewel still had some flushable wipes.
Oh.
I'm not quite willing to go that route yet.
I would tell you, here's the thing about the flushable wipe. I don't trust the flushable part. I'm not 100% uh-uh. sure that's actually going to go, the place it's supposed to go.
No, and we live in a old building, mm-hmm. and I don't trust our plumbing.
Yeah, no, that would not be good.
Even that's a later headache.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And you don't want this in the middle. That's the one thing. When people are freaked out about the coronavirus, the last thing you want to do is have, something else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Christine.
Yep.
All right. Let's... Oh, boy. Checking in with Washington is what we're going to do next. Adam Kinzinger, the congressman, is going to join us. We're going to talk about what the government response has been and where it needs to go and what they're expecting to do. Congress canceled its vacation. Now, that should tell you that we are in a circumstance that has their attention. If they cancel their break, that means that we have their attention, which is an important thing. We out here have their attention there. So we'll talk to the congressman about what he knows and what's coming up and what plans they have to make this go better than it's gone thus far. That's coming your way. But first, Kim Gordon, what's happening in the skies?